Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2453 with a release date of Friday, November 1st, 2024 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Delays announced for new changes to UK amateur licenses. Hams plan on-air tributes for wireless pioneers in India and Brazil, and a New York club remembers a silent key who is there from the very start. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2453 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG.
Our top story comes to us from the UK, where ongoing changes to amateur radio licenses have come to a halt. Additional changes set for later this year have been delayed as the result of what the regulator calls system development issues. We have the details from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Hams in the UK who've been expecting additional changes in the licensing system before the end of this year are going to have to wait a bit longer for them to take effect, according to the regulator Ofcom. A recent announcement by Ofcom said that phases 2 and 3 of the licensing platform modifications were being delayed instead of going forward later this year and in early 2025. The planned changes include limits being set on the number of call signs an individual amateur can hold, in this case only one personal license per individual. This will require hams who advance to the next license class to surrender their previous license. Ofcom had hoped to introduce the M8 and M9 call signs for those passing the intermediate license exam to replace the 2 series, and as an optional change for intermediate license holders currently holding the 2E0 and 2E1 call signs. It's expected that at some unknown point, however, Ofcom will take back all numeral 2 call sign prefixes. Also, when these changes take effect, hams will be permitted to change their call sign, but not more than once every 5 years. The delay also affects changes to the application process for special events, which Ofcom has said will become simpler, fully automated, and quicker. Ofcom did not give a date for when these changes would go forward. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
As Cyclone Dana descended upon India recently, hams were deployed to keep messages getting through in case the information network was knocked out. We have more on that story from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
As eastern India prepared to be battered by Cyclone Dana on the night of October 23rd, amateur radio operators were getting in place to ensure lines of communications stayed open in the states of Odisha and West Bengal. Relief workers were deployed and 1.5 million people were evacuated and moved out of harm's way. The West Bengal Radio Club quickly established 2 amateur radio mobile stations at the request of the district magistrate. The hams also set up 3 base radio operations at governmental offices, powered with backup battery power in case the weather took out the information infrastructure. With its arrival, the cyclone brought wind speeds of 100 to 110 kilometers per hour or 62 to 68 miles per hour, snapping power lines and uprooting trees. Airports and schools were shut down. The cyclone's wind gusts reached as high as 120 kilometers per hour or 75 miles per hour before weakening. Early reports from officials in Odisha indicated that there was no loss of life. Unfortunately, one person was reported killed in Bengal. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
India's foremost wireless pioneer is once again front and center in a month-long on-air tribute that lasts until mid-December. Want to work the station? Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us how.
For the past 17 years, DATA, the U2 DSI, has celebrated the pride of wireless communication in India. Born on the 30th of November 1858, Jagadish Chandra Bose was a scientist who gained global respect for his work in botany, physics, and electromagnetism. He melded the many worlds of science in different ways to bring various discoveries to light. According to Britannica, his experiments in the 1890s with very short radio waves would eventually contribute insights for later researchers working in the realm of solid-state physics. He is perhaps best known among India's amateurs as the father of wireless communication. His discoveries were made with homebrew equipment. The scientist, who died in 1937, has touched the heart and imagination of Datta, who is once again calling CQ as Alpha Uniform to Juliet Charlie Bravo to honour him. This year, he'll be putting the special event call sign on the air from the 15th of November through to the 16th of December. For more details, see the QRZ page for AU2JCB. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Although many amateur radio special events focus on the earliest pioneering efforts that established communication via telegraphy, hams in Brazil are celebrating the 125th anniversary of the first wireless transmission of the human voice. The inventor-scientist was a Catholic priest. We hear more about him from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Listen throughout the month of November for PR5LM on the air. The L and the M represent the name of Padre Landel de Moura, an ordained priest and inventor fascinated with the concept of transmitting the human voice and later images wirelessly. Before his death in 1928, Padre de Moura had successfully transmitted both music and voice on the electromagnetic spectrum, a feat celebrated throughout Brazil since his accomplishment in 1899. The declaration of National Amateur Radio Day in Brazil on the 5th of November honours his work, as well as the 1924 government decree that established regulation of amateur radio stations in Brazil. By then, the priest had already been granted a US patent whilst he was in New York City in 1904 for what was known as a wave transmitted. It used a form of modulation that we know today as amplitude modulation. Amateurs in Brazil will be active on all the HF bands, including CW, SSB, RTTY, and FT8, and hope to make contact as well via the QO100 satellite. They hope each contact will pay tribute to the man who successfully navigated that delicate territory balancing religion and science. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The world's shortwave listeners and DXers have been grieving the loss of a great friend. We hear more about him from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Anker Peterson was devoted to DX listening, shortwave radio, and to others who loved them too. Shortly after his death in Denmark was reported in late October, hams, shortwave listeners, and other friends flocked to social media to share their memories of the man they recalled with fondness and respect. The radio enthusiast played a significant role in the Danish Shortwave Club International, which he served for a time as chairman. He was also editor of the Domestic Broadcasting Survey and Tropical Bands Monitor. Anker's voice could be heard as one of the presenters on the club's international shortwave news and music program, DX Window. The club disbanded in 2016. Anker was remembered as having founded the European DX Council in June of 1967. The council's membership eventually grew to include DX clubs and listeners in Asia and elsewhere in the Pacific region. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
In the latest blow to Boeing, one of its Intelsat communications satellites blew up in late October while in geostationary orbit and has been declared a total loss. The fragments are being tracked by the U.S. Space Force and Roscosmos, but U.S. officials said that they have detected no immediate threats to other satellites. The development is yet another setback for Boeing, which is already dealing with a variety of issues, including its troubled Starliner spacecraft, which NASA brought back to Earth without its two-person test flight crew on board because of thruster failures. No cause for the explosion was disclosed. The satellite is frequently used for internet, telephone, and satellite TV and radio broadcast signals. According to published reports, its launch in 2016 had been delayed by 3 months after it developed problems with its primary thruster. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K6 PVR repeater in Ventura, California, on Sundays at 6:30 p.m. local time. A Massachusetts ham and a North Dakota amateur radio club have been declared top scorers for their participation in HamSci's Solar Eclipse CUSO party this past April. Here's Dave Parks, WB8 ODF.
Congratulations to Dennis Egan, W1UE, who claimed the highest score in the category of single op during HamSci Solar Eclipse CUSO party. He shares the glory with the Cirrus Valley Amateur Radio Club, K0AJW, in North Dakota, which claimed the number one spot in the multi-op category. HamSci, the Citizen Science Investigation Organization, made the announcement on its website on the 24th of October and thanked all amateur radio operators who got on the air. Those CUSOs help generate data for space physics research about the eclipse's impact on the HF radio spectrum. And of course, that makes science itself the biggest winner. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
A hydrogen balloon from Arizona has ended its months of silence with transmissions that were picked up by a ground station in Antarctica. John Williams, VK4JJW, has more on what happened.
Many months after it marked its first anniversary of orbiting the Earth, the WB6RER Pico balloon was spotted over the Antarctic. Germany's Antarctic station, Neumayer 3, DP0GVN-1, provided the good news following a period of concern when the balloon appeared to have gone silent for 5 months. The October 15th spot by the Antarctic Scientific Research Station showed that the balloon was flying at an altitude of 45,735 feet with its solar panel measuring 3.88 volts. Weighing 11 grams, the hydrogen gas-filled balloon was launched in May of 2023 from Golden Valley, Arizona, by the Hualapai Amateur Radio Club. One of its greatest challenges during its year in orbit has been to overcome damage to its 20-meter dipole antenna. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
In the world of DX, Alex K6VHF will be using the callsign K6VHF stroke HR9 from Roatan Island, Honduras, IOTA number NA057, from the 3rd through the 9th of November, operating mainly digital modes on various bands. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The 4U1 GSC Amateur Radio Club is using the special callsign for an event commemorating the 30th anniversary of the United Nations Global Service Center in Brindisi, Italy. Listen for operators between the 15th of November to the end of the year. QSL via 9A2AA. Makato JI5RPT is on the air as JD1BLY from Shishijima, Ogasawara, IOTA number AS031, from the 7th to the 10th of November, using FT8, CW, and sideband. Be listening on 40 through 6 meters and through the satellites. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The ONZ Oskust Radio Club, ON6HC, is using the call sign OT80CLM from the 1st through the 11th of November. This call sign recognizes the Canadian Liberation March, which marks the liberation of the Belgian town of Nokeheist from German occupation on November 1st, 1944, and honors the soldiers who were a part of it. See QRZ.com for QSL information. Our final story takes us to Robert Moses State Park, a beachfront park on Long Island, New York. This is where the Atlantic Ocean meets the island's southern shore, and it's where one amateur radio club is preparing a special event tribute to a silent key who had been one of the club's founders and presidents. We hear about this special event and this special radio operator from Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Even long after he became legally blind in 2016, Walt Grosser, W2TE, would still find a ham friend who could bring him to Robert Moses State Park so he could experiment with his many antennas by the ocean and indulge in one of his favorite obsessions, DXing. Licensed since November of 1948, Walt was the son of Raymond Grosser, 3WB, and the father of John Grosser, W2ATE. He was an avid and proficient CW operator who belonged to the Long Island DX Association and the Long Island CW Club. Walt loved boating, aviation, and all things Marconi, traveling with his friend Tom, KA2D, to the World Radio Sport Team Championship in Bologna, Italy, to make a kind of pilgrimage to the radio pioneer's birthplace in 2023. This past July, at the age of 92, Walt became a silent key. His legacy includes the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club in Babylon, New York. He was present at the first organizational meeting in the summer of 1974, months before the club even chose its current name. He eventually served as the group's second president, succeeding the founding president, Bob Myers, K2TV. On Saturday, November 9th, Great South Bay members will be on the HF bands from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. Although they'll be calling QRZ with the club call sign W2GSB, with every QSO, their thoughts will be of W2TE, a founder and a friend forever missed. This is Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
If a good day of radio is like poetry to you, pick up a pencil and join the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AminaharaRadio.com, AMSAT News Service, Bob Myers, K2TV, Data, VU2DSI, David BR, K7DB, Engadget, European DX Council, 425DX News, Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, Kathmandu Post, Landlidmore.org, Millennium Post, Ofcom, QRZ.com, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, The Statesman, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.